We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The sky is not falling, but the Dow is.
One word, Bitcoin. We're pork bellies.
I don't know about that. But the Dow closed, as you heard in Laura's news, down 831 points today. If you round up, it's 832.
Other than that, it was a good day.
Okay, so of course, a huge tumble like this makes us go, whoa, what the heck just happened? So joining us now is Jim Kahn, Executive Vice President and Chief Investment Officer with Wealth Enhancement Group. Jim, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Jim.
Why do you guys only call me when the market's down? It's like no one ever calls me when it's sunny and the market's up. It's the only time anyone
tells
me
about
love.
It's a fair question.
It's tough. It's a tough life I have.
So, Jim, I mean, would you advise deep breaths? Is this a buying opportunity? We're tech stocks, and my sense is that tech stocks got the worst of this.
Well, tech stocks have really led the rally in the U.S. over the last couple of months, especially as we've seen some of these tech stocks go exponential. I mean, they've just gone straight up. If you look at the Netflix, the Amazon, the Facebooks, the Apples. And so, when you start to look at the valuation on these names, they start to look a little bit stretched. And the question is, how much more growth do we need to see in the economy? How much more growth in earnings can we actually get out of these businesses in order to justify these valuations? Because the valuations imply these really high growth rates. And if we look at names like Netflix, which was down over 8% today, or Amazon, which was down over 6% today, or Apple, which was down over 4% today, I think that what the market is telling us is that there's a mismatch between the growth expectations for these companies and what's realistic in an environment where interest rates are now over 3%. And so that doesn't mean the world's ending. That doesn't mean we're headed for a recession. That doesn't even mean that the market won't recover in the next couple of weeks. But what it does mean is that these high-flying names are probably going to fly a little bit lower for a little bit longer.
But here's what I don't get. Why one day? Like, we get it that, things are going to correct. Oh, Netflix can't grow at this rate forever. But all of a sudden, one day, bam, you get hit down 100 or 831.
But VIX has been high, right? The instability measure has kind of been warning about something like this, right?
Well, that's true. The VIX has actually been moving up the last couple of days, but we've seen the VIX move up in conjunction with the market move down, and the VIX, or the level of fear in the market's been really low if you look at where it's been relative to sort of where that fear level has been historically.
Is that what VIX is? Because regular people like me don't know what that is.
Yeah, the VIX is just a measure of how much investors expect the market to go up and down over the next year. So when the VIX is low, they expect the market to kind of creep along without a lot of – basically, the VIX tells you how likely your stomach is to turn. That's what the VIX is. So when the VIX is high, your stomach's doing somersaults. When the VIX is low, you're on a placid lake. So that's the VIX explanation.
Which makes this even more unexpected.
Which makes it very unexpected because the VIX has been so low. But like you were saying, though, it has been going up the last few days. This is a great question. This is one of the big questions of economics. Why does the market, why does investor sentiment just turn on a dime and start to decline? Right? Why today? And there's no good reason about why today. And academics have studied this, and people in the industry have studied this. And the best explanation that I've ever heard is, if you could predict what day the market would fall on, it would have already fallen. And so it's just that surprise, that surprise element that allows the market to actually do what it does, that keeps everything moving. But there's nothing inherent, nothing happened today that we need to be afraid of, at least that I know about.
Today, fear trumped greed, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's a push-pull dynamic between fear and greed.
It's absolutely a push-pull between fear and greed. But what I would say is that for quite some time now, smart money has been getting beaten up. So if you look at all these big hedge funds, all the smartest guys, right. the smartest gals in the room have gotten crushed. And so what does that mean? That means that international stocks and emerging market stocks, which look really cheap and have great fundamentals, they've been getting walloped by the S&P 500. If you owned value stocks, which 84% of the time on a 10-year rolling basis since 1927 have outperformed growth stocks. You've been getting walloped. And today what we saw was that some of that smart money finally got it right. So those expensive stocks, well, they didn't do as well as those value stocks, those cheap stocks. International stocks, they didn't get hit quite as hard as U.S. domestic stocks. And so I think what we're seeing a little bit is that the greed instinct got such a strong hold on the market that the brain has been overridden. And so it's not necessarily fear and greed. It's just greed has overridden everything else. And today you kind of got a little bit more of that frontal lobe type thinking about what made sense. And that came into play in the market.
Jim, last question. I mean, the fundamentals, the American economy by most measures is doing really well. I mean, the sky is not falling. We had the big tax cut, companies putting most of that into stock buybacks. But even, you know, it's not just the 1%, because the labor market is so tight, wages are rising for just about all employees, maybe not as fast as they'd like, but a lot of people are seeing some improvement. Is this concern about tariffs? Is it concern about rising interest rates? Or do we know?
Well, I think all of the above. I mean, the thing that historically has caused expansion periods like this to end is when prices start to rise too fast, when we have inflation,
right.
And that causes the Federal Reserve to increase interest rates at a very fast rate, which then causes people to stop borrowing on their credit cards and for home loans, and businesses to stop issuing bonds to invest in their businesses, and then the economy goes into a recession. I think with the relatively tight labor market, the good side is that wages are going up. The bad side is that we're getting closer to sort of an inflationary environment.
Right.
If you look at tariffs, one of the number one things that tariffs will do is they're going to raise the prices of things at Target and Walmart and the dollar store, because most of those items are actually imported from overseas. And the reason why they can be less expensive than they, you know, think about a flat screen TV. Flat screen TV is cheaper today than it was 10 years ago, and it's 3 times the size and it has 10 times the features.
Right.
That's because of the ability to sort of import those components, import those from cheap labor countries. And so if we put tariffs up, that's going to be inflationary. That's going to reduce the standard of living for people that are living in fixed incomes and be negative. So it doesn't mean the party's going to end tomorrow, but what it does mean is we're getting closer to the end of the party, right? So if it's a baseball game, we're probably in the 7th inning at this point as opposed to the 6th, and that makes the market a little bit jittery.
Jim Kahn is the Chief Investment Officer at Wealth Enhancement Group, and we're going to call you just to say hi next time, Jim.
On the good
days. You know what? I would appreciate it. When it's so cloudy and gross today, call me sometime when it's sunny and warm, and then we can have a really good conversation about how the market's doing well.
It's a good idea.
We'll give you about 6 months, 7 months.
I'll talk to you before that.
Jim, thank you. Thanks, guys. For your perspective.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.